The 2022 Six Nations Fall Fair made its return to the community after being canceled in recent years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And here to talk to me about the event is Lindsay Hill. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Lindsay.
Sure, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
How's it going? I'm sure last week was pretty busy preparing and then, of course, the actual event over the weekend. So how's the feeling now that everything is over and you've had some time to relax?
Yeah, I'm still recovering. It was, yes, a lot of work. And it was very good to be back. But yeah, it's very rewarding work when we see all the community members and the families come out enjoying the fair. So that makes it worth it.
Yeah, and obviously with the cancellations over the last few years, how nice was it to be back putting on this event for the community and then seeing everybody out enjoying the festivities as well?
Yeah, that was great as well. I know, you know, it's been a trying time through the pandemic. So it was very good. Last year, we just did a one-day festival event. So it was good to get back to our, you know, our full three-day event. So we're really glad to be back, and we're definitely looking forward to the coming years.
And how was the turnout from the community over the 3 days?
The turnout was good. I think we would have liked to seen a little bit more. You know, we're still kind of rebuilding. We had a little bit of transition period, too, through, you know, we have some new members on our executive. So this was like our, like the first year for us to do the three-day event. So definitely a learning process, but all in all, it was still a great turnout.
And with this being the 152nd running of the annual fair, can you just talk about how important this event is for the community with it being the oldest and longest running Indigenous fair in Ontario?
So actually, it's the 153rd this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, such a long tradition, and we like really hope that, you know, we can obviously, you know, we've been here for 153 years and look forward to the future years as well. But I feel this is a super important event for our community. I, as a child, you know, remember going and having, you know, really very good memories that I still to this day remember. And me now as a mother, like wanting my children to have those same memories, you know, it was a part of growing up for me. So, definitely that's close to my heart, and I that's personally how I feel. And I know, you know, there are others who feel that way as well, but it's just, it's very good to see, you know, the community come out. And I think by the community coming out, you can see that it's very important. You know, it's an important event for the whole community as well.
And you talked about how important it was for you and others as well. Did you get to hear any feedback from community members or even some vendors talking about how happy they were to be back at the fairgrounds, enjoying everything?
Yeah, it seems like everyone, you know, we have a good core of vendors that come back every year, it seems. So they were all very happy to be back. So I think feedback was just that I'm like, you know, obviously just to continue to grow the event, you know, we're trying to do that slowly every year and, you know, look to adding new events and obviously having, you know, our same events that we have every year that, you know, all our community members love to come out and check out, like the Demolition Derby, for instance. But definitely looking to grow to just get more and more people out.
And just in terms of the fair and some of its features, you talked about the core of vendors that you guys bring back every year. Were you able to secure and deliver most of the same vendors and equipment from the pre-COVID events, I guess you could say?
Most of them, yeah. I think maybe not as all of them, but as a member of the fair, I know we've always just been busy, like during the fair as well, so we can't get out to like see all the events at the fair sometimes. So I'm just kind of going on memory because I wasn't part of you know, the executive years before, so I can't say like all the same vendors were there, if that makes sense.
And then just lastly, you talked about how you might not have been able to see all of these, but I know there was a lot of events going on in terms of performers or even competitions. We had Mark LaForme, Lacey Hill, and Crystal Shawanda all performing. The Smoke Dance Competition, the Demolition Derby, Six Nations Pageant made its return. Do you have a favorite event that you got to see over the weekend?
Oh God, that's so hard. You know, I mean, I love the entertainment. It's, you know, like who doesn't love sitting down, watching music, or even just if you can't be right there, just, you know, to hear it, it kind of just brings everybody's, like, you know, spirits up. I really enjoyed the Reptile show as well this year. Like my kids love that. So that was good. You know, anything that they enjoy, like I love seeing that as well. You know, like it's, and out of all the things I've seen, you know, I really enjoyed seeing them, but, I definitely wish, you know, I could have gotten into, watch the smoke dance competition. I wasn't able to do that. So that's definitely something. But like, I can just speak to the things that I was able to see. So
yeah, it definitely looked like a good time. And Lindsay, I want to thank you again for joining me. Congratulations on being back and all the success that, this year's fair had.
No problem. We're so glad to be back. And, you know, obviously like I just want to take a moment to say we're a small core team of members, but we definitely hope that as each year goes on, that more people want to, you know, come out, volunteer, help organize the fair. It's, you know, a rewarding experience and it's for the whole community. So, I definitely just wanted to like put that out there. They can check us out on Facebook and, you know, send a message that way if they're interested. So thanks for having me, Andy.
Thank you again for talking to me, Lindsay. That was Lindsay Hill, Secretary of the Six Nations Agricultural Society.